All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. Fathom comes first today, so we're actually going to do some Fathom for you guys. And then after that, we'll do some more of the Invisibles. You know how it goes this week. And of course, we'll do more of the Boys next week, so look forward to that. But right now, we're doing Michael Turner's Fathom. Oh, by the way, I thought about maybe doing something new with the channel, and bringing maybe some gameplay videos, because I am a bit of a gamer, and maybe you guys might like to watch me play some games. I know that, Decarnation video did kind of well, and maybe you guys would like to watch me do that. I tried some gameplay videos, but I wasn't talking during them, and maybe you guys might like to watch me play some games and talk about them or something like that, because I've been gaming for about 30 years now, so I have a little bit of experience. All right, so let's get started with Michael Turner's Fathom. Volume 3, issue 8 of 10, of course. Same crew, just about. This is my home, my world, my planet in peril. I was raised among the humans, but I'm not one of them. Not really. I'm a member of the Blue, a race of beings who call the bottom of the ocean their home. But I'm also part of the Black. It seems like I am constantly forced to choose between these conflicting worlds, always siding against destruction. Which for now means the Black must be stopped before they annihilate the entire planet. This way, Siphon. No, I am not going to hide in the corner on this one. This is our battle. All of us. You should listen to Kanan. You are a leader now, not a fighter. But we are. We will stop them. Our fleet is already moving to engage the Black. I will join you once I get Siphon to safety. Chance, go with them. Get out of this mess. I'm not leaving you. That's sweet and all, but let's be honest. You can't go where I'm going. Yeah, well, you just better be careful. You hear me? I hear you. Just like old times, huh? Don't remind me. Be cautious, Aspen. You might be familiar with the Black, but their power is immeasurable. I know more than you think, Killian. Their leader, Roger, is my father. Your father? Then that would make you... Yes, I am the Black. Then maybe you can reason with them. Look around, Killian. All reason is lost. Your powers don't seem to phase them. Best stay back. I don't rely on my powers to win all of my battles. Nice shot. The Black never seemed vulnerable to such attacks before. They must be taxing their powers to create this ocean in the sky. Maybe the situation isn't as hopeless as it appears. Keep the fighters engaged, maintain pressure, but our weapon systems are having no impact, sir. Don't worry about that. They aren't our only offense here. Trenton Baxter, this is Maylander. Are you in position to make your run? Yes, Admiral. But we are taking a pounding. Don't know if the hull will withstand the pressure of what we're planning, but we'll be ready. Good. Proceed, then wait for my signal. Suicide missions are always the hardest when you have to order someone else to carry them out. I've done everything I could to avoid this, broken every rule, disobeyed every order, betrayed every sense of morality, but it was all for nothing. No matter how this ends up, I failed, and the world is falling apart. This way, hurry! We'll see you to your vessels. Back off, Chief. You just worry about your own kind. Look! You might want to rethink your bravado. Tiger Shark, stand your ground! Cover the President's escape! Yes, sir! Scree! Come on, let him have it! We ain't about to go down that easy. The energy is too strong! Now, will you accept some assistance? Go! Get the others! You think you can stop them? Who cares? If we're lucky, they'll kill each other. I have no idea how to get the water back down out of the sky, but maybe I can stop the Black from feeding more water into it. The current is incredible, but I don't have to stop it. I only need to redirect it. I had such high expectations for you, child. Roger! Pity that you continue to deny your true place in this world. You must know that you cannot stop the inevitable. You can only be overwhelmed by its power. Ah! The pain is unbearable. I can feel my body, my very essence slipping away. But I can't give up. I won't. You claim to be so much more evolved than the humans, beyond their pettiness. But look at you. All your power. All your might. More violence! Oh, hold on. Hold on. Let's try that one again. But look at you. All your power. All your might. And all you know how to do is destroy. You are just as slow to learn as the rest of the world. Violence breeds only one thing. More violence! Your power far exceeds my own. Do not toy with me. If you mean to kill me, then go ahead with it already. I don't want your mercy. You always were stubborn, Killian. I recognize your voice. Perhaps you will recognize the face as well. Kask, I should have known you would be here. I am one of the Black. Where else would I be at this moment? Ironic. You always thought I would threaten the very future of this planet, and yet here you are standing with Roger, doing a much better job than I ever could. It seems that you are the true destroyers. I never envisioned this for us. We have traveled far from our home and even further away from who we are. Keep firing! Yamaguchi! Come on! But the Prime Minister? He's dead. They're all dead. Keep moving or you will be too. No! Run! We're almost out of here. Hurry, there's room for you on this aircraft. Get out of our way. But we're only trying to help you. Help? This is all you're doing. Oh no. Bastards! You son of a bitch! Are you insane? Maybe. Or maybe I'm the only sane one, Chance. The only one who recognizes an enemy when he sees one. What? You're gonna shoot your own brother now? Look at you, what you're wearing, who you're fighting with. I don't know who you are, but you're not my brother. Not anymore. No! 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 It's pointless, Siphon. You cannot save these humans. Keanu, you can't do this. This is no time to focus on your personal grievances. Tell that to Brand. Damn you. Nobody misses Brand more than me, but this isn't about choosing between the blue and the humans. I guess I just care more about the humans dying than whether or not I live. No more speeches. Time to spill blood. You cannot stop me, Aspen. You only hold a partial link to us because of me. I am the Black. That's right, Roger. I'm just part of the Black, but I'm also part of the Blue. I'm the only one of my kind. And it's about time you found that out. To be continued. Number 9 of 10. We're almost done with Volume 3. My entire life has been one of service to the Blue. First as a soldier and eventually as the commander of the entire elite security force, I've done my best to ensure their safety. Now it appears as though I may have only been delaying the inevitable. All this time I've been focused on keeping the Blue and the human world from war, when the real harbingers of doom are the Black. If this is to be our final hour, at least it has brought our two worlds together. My enemy's enemy is my... friend? Keanu! Won't you be satisfied until this entire world is destroyed? Not our world, Canon. Just the human world. The last time I checked, they were one and the same. That's not you. That's your view, not mine. I'm not one of your drones anymore. You can't persuade me. You can't coerce me. You can only kill me, if you can. I won't let you do this! It's like a free-for-all, everybody fighting everybody. Hey, Chance, it works better if you actually pull the trigger. Oof! See what I mean? What? You're not still mad because I threw you out of a plane, are you? I know what you're doing, but I will not let you simply take my power, Aspen. Don't worry, I'm not going to keep it for long. Roger, I don't want to hurt you. Stop this now! Foolish child, you cannot hurt me! And you cannot stop me any more than you can stop the tides. We are the protectors of the universal life force. We are water. Our wrath is unavoidable and inevitable. You cannot stand in the way of destiny. Ah! USS John F. Kennedy, it's now or never. We can't get a stable reading. Are you sure the submarine's hull will hold? No. What I am sure is if we don't try, it'll mean the end of this war. And the end of our world. You have your orders, Admirals. Enter the geyser. USS Michigan. The force is incredible. Our instruments are useless. USS San Juan. Engines at full, still climbing. We're only going to get one chance at this. Open fire! We made it up the geyser. We're in position. Launching cruise missiles. Krakoom! The missiles had zero effect on the targets. All we did was expose ourselves. The water mass is becoming even more unstable. Our controls aren't responding. We're in a nosedive. We're falling. Repeat, we're falling from the sky. Hold on. Brace for impact. Help! All hands, secure positions. Somebody help us. This is... Boom! Kaboom! Chance, where are you going? Aspen's in trouble. I gotta do something. Like what? Ram them with a helicopter? If that's all I can do, then yeah. I got a better idea. You fly. I'll shoot. Hang on, Aspen. I had such high hopes for you, Aspen. When your mother gave birth to you, I thought you would rise to the occasion and embrace your lineage. Sad that the same power you reject now causes you so much pain. I guess this is the only end you deserve. Anderson there! He's killing her! Shoot! Relax! I got this. Fools! When will they learn that their weapons are... What is this? Roar! No! Roger, you need to return to the water. It's the only way to save yourself. It's too late, Aspen. I feel my body seizing up. These humans have proven to be more resourceful than I thought possible. Let me help you. After fighting me every step of the way, now you want to help me? I don't want anyone to die, even you. That's because deep down, you know who you are. You are one of us. Let your true birthright be revealed. What? What is this? What the hell? Cool. Roger, you thought because I was your daughter that I would stand with you. Oh, that's the wrong... He's in the water now, obviously. Roger, you thought because I was your daughter that I would stand with you in your fight. But I'm more than of the black. I'm the blue. I'm human. I am going to fight. I will fight for this world. What do we do? There's nothing we can do except hold on and pray. Pray that she can stop this. Once again, I find myself standing between humanity and the end of the world. Sensible people would run away from something like this, but me? I'm heading straight into it, strange new armor and all. Is this destiny or fate? Was I always meant to be the deciding factor in these wars between the world above and the world below? Am I here because of who I was? Or was it because of who I became? All I know is that I am here now. And who better than me? My existence was born from a union between the blue and the black, and yet I spent most of my life on the surface living amongst the humans. I am the daughter of three worlds. I am Aspen Matthews, and I am here to save the world because I have the power, because I have the will. And because I can. USS John F. Kennedy. I'll be damned. Your girl did it. Of course she did. There's your ship. You want me to drop you off? Sure, I... Hey! Payback's a bitch, mother trucker. I did it. I stopped them. I stopped the black. Then again... Maybe not. You forget your training, Keanu. Rage doesn't help you in battle. It makes you sloppy, obvious, vulnerable. Oh. I taught you everything I could, but I couldn't teach you understanding, sympathy, or even perspective. That's why you still cradle your hatred for the humans. It clouds your mind. You're wrong, Cannon. My hatred is my spark. It drives me. You taught me about combat. Ugh! But you never taught me about war. You couldn't. Because you don't get it. You can't fight to contain an enemy. You can't fight to stop an enemy. You have to fight to kill the enemy. To be concluded. Number 10. The one lying before me, the one whose blood is on my sword, is Kanan. When I met him, I was already a hardened warrior, filled with hatred towards humans for what they did to my home city of Mariel. Serving under him, Kanan tried to show me a different side of that surface world, a side that wasn't vile, belligerent, and destructive. He hoped to instill me with a sense of compassion and empathy. He failed. Kiani! What have you done? This goes beyond everything. It's insane. Kanan trained you, mentored you. He raised you. I know. I didn't come here to fight you, and I certainly didn't come here to kill him. Then why are you doing this? What did you expect, Siphon? You're standing with the enemy, defending them. The humans must pay. That's why Kanan is dead, and I'll do the same to anyone who stands in my way. If that makes me a villain in your eyes, then so be it. The Black were once considered creatures of myth by the Blue, but it's pretty clear now that they are very much real. I should know. My father was one of them. They surfaced with plans to destroy humanity with the greatest flood since biblical times. That plan failed. Now the Black are looking to me for a little payback. The pain is unbearable. I'm too weak from stopping the sky from falling. Can't move. Can't think. Can't fight. Aspen. Kask, you've been fighting alongside Roger and the Black? Of course. I am of the Black. You can't do this. I won't stand by and watch you destroy the human race. You won't have to, Aspen. This war is over. The water has long been poisoned due to humanity's arrogance. But Roger had his own arrogance, believing that simply because we had the power, we had the right to dominate. The water does not wish to dominate the planet. It merely seeks to exist, to survive and thrive. As do the Black. I trust that the humans understand that now. So you're going to turn around, go back home, and stop trying to control the world? The world cannot be controlled, but that's beside the point. This isn't our world. Our world is below, as is yours. They can't simply walk away. The Black need to answer for their actions, explain themselves. Forget it, Aspen. The Black have always been an enigma, coming and going in a shroud of mystery. They aren't ones for clarity. Even with the Blue, they fell out of our history, falling into myth. Given time, I suppose it will be the same with the humans. Like Kask said, this isn't their world. I don't know what to make of the Black's abrupt departure, but for the time being, this conflict seems to be finally over. It was bad, but it could have been worse. Much worse. What? No! Kanan! No! I knew it! We've been fighting to keep the Black from destroying the world, and you've been looking for a moment to lash out! You're not some freedom fighter, Kiani. You're nothing but a lunatic! Aspen, no! Let her go. I'm not afraid of her. Wait, she's my daughter. Yeah? Is that supposed to mean something to me? Come on, princess. You got me beat in the power department. But you lack focus and training. You are no warrior. You're just a girl. You're weak, slow, clumsy. Yeah, well, for the dark brooding type, you sure are chatty. Can't imagine you'll just call it quits. I'll never stop. Surprise, surprise, you really must be his daughter. You even sound like Killian. Yes, but he lost his way. I won't. And to think some people view you as some sort of savior. Pathetic. You may have been born one of us, but you don't call the water home. I do. This is your fault, Aspen. You've got the power to ensure our safety. You can make the humans respect us, fear us. What good is all that power if you won't use it? If I were you, I would. I would use it and show them all. Watching my daughter in battle, I remember the drive that burns in my own heart. Kiani may be fighting the wrong enemy, but she fights for the right reasons. I know what Aspen is capable of. I see what is about to happen. Kiani is my firstborn. I've tried to protect her both from the near and afar, but this time I cannot save her. Her fate is sealed in those hate-filled eyes. I can see it in her eyes. Her rage is boiling over. She's out of control. Hell, she must be to kill Cannon. I have to stop her. The more she resists, the more the vortex pulls her apart. Watching her struggle, I cannot help but wonder. We were both raised thinking that we had lost our parents. We were both manipulated and tormented. Were it not for Captain Matthews and my life on the surface, I can only imagine. Would I be filled with the same hatred? Would I be as consumed with fury? Would I keep fighting? Rather, there we go. To the very end? The ocean is the most resilient force on the planet. No matter the violence or abuse suffered, it always returns to its true form. If only the same could be said for us. The skies are quiet, but a new war has begun on the surface. A war of words. A war of ideology. As different nations and factions argue on how to react to the new state of the world. In the world below, only silence. To mask the passing of a hero. With honor. I've never seen so many people so quiet before. It's kind of eerie. The respect for Cannon knew no bounds. In many eyes, he was the blue. Look at Killian. Like anyone's buying that he's sad about Cannon's death. He and Anya have their own loss to grieve. Finn, don't tell me you feel sorry for him after everything he's done. Absolutely not. You did what you had to do to stop Kiani. Killian made her that way. Drove her to it. He killed their daughter. And he'll have to live with it. Excuse me. And he'll have to live with that. But so will Anya. I'll do better. I promise. I won't fail our new child like I did Kiani. Siphon, I'm sorry for your loss. I'm sure Cannon would have appreciated this outpouring of compassion. Thank you, Aspen, but he would have thought it unwarranted. He never fully understood his value to this world. Cannon was our protector, our moral compass, our best connection to the surface world, which now, more than ever, will be missed. I know I shouldn't ask this, but we need you, Aspen. Our relationship with the humans is in the beginning stages. You'd be a vital asset as we build a foundation for the future. You fought for us twice before on the battlefields. Now please, help us keep the peace. All I have done since finding out about this world has been conflict resolution. There are the humans, the blue, and the black. And me? I'm stuck somewhere in the middle of it all. God, I'm like the opposite of Switzerland. Switzerland, I don't understand. Let's just say I'm tired of having my nose stuck in everyone else's business. I can't fill his shoes. If you ask me, you're already the one for that job. What the hell was that about? A job offer? Something like that. I turned him down. Good. For a minute there, I thought that we were going to be staying down here in the murky depths. No offense, Finn. You're leaving? I'm sorry, Finn. I can't stay here. Not right now. There's too much drama. The last thing I need is to be at the epicenter of it. Don't worry. No matter how far apart we are, we'll always be there for one another. We're family, and nothing will change that. Later. I gotta say, I know you love the water and all, but I'm looking forward to being back on dry land. Look at these hands. I'm like Prune Man. Aspen, you okay? Yeah. Having second thoughts about leaving Muria? No, it's not that. I want to help them, but I need to help myself first. Ever since this started, I've been pulled in so many different directions, steered from place to place because of those around me. Killian, Cannon, Roger, my father, even you. Me? Don't get me wrong, you're great. Probably the greatest guy I've ever met. I can't imagine anyone else going through what you've had to go through just to be with me. Did I mention the prune hands? Stop it. This is hard enough as it is. Right now, you're the only thing bringing me back here, Chance. This isn't my life anymore. I need to find my place in this world. Not have it dictated to me, but choose it on my own. Where will you go? To be honest, I don't know. Well, one thing I do know, you're the greatest girl in this world, and the one below. Don't worry, I'll be back. You'd better. You'd better. I've always loved the water, but since I discovered the secrets of my past, I've been scared. Scared of what I'd find. Each new revelation shattered my previous notion of who I was, destroying the life I knew one piece at a time. Or at least that's how I saw it. I see it differently now. I'm not that little girl from San Diego anymore. End. Okay, we're on volume 4. Got plenty of time to get it started. Scott Lobdell, David Wool, Alex Konat, Beth Sotelo, and Josh Reed. Okay, we get number 0 first. Scott Lobdell is now doing the story. Alex Konat's pencils, Beth Sotelo is colors, and Josh Reed is still lettering. 2012. So, this is her, eh? The troublemaker? Doesn't look like much to me. Because she's in a coma, maybe? Her name is Aspen Matthews. Until recently, she believed she was human. Just another surfer girl from San Diego with a degree in marine biology. But she's much more than that. She was born of a union of two underwater races, the peaceful blue and the mysterious black. Since the day she learned the truth about herself, she has been on one miraculous adventure after the other. That may very well end today, here. These readings are nothing short of astounding. Her lungs have evolved so she can breathe both water and air. When they confronted her, she was strolling along the ocean floor as easily as you and I used to walk down the street. Come on, let's check on the other woman. Considering everything that's happened, it seems pretty pointless, but you're the boss. Yeah, used to. Alone at last. I know you tried to kill us all, but you're so gorgeous. I don't mean to be intrusive, but... How long have I been here? I don't know, about a week? That restraining collar, you shouldn't even be able to move, let alone tear it off. Oh... Wow, and there's a swash where she's definitely ripped it off. That's me. I'm just full of surprises. Wham! One moment she's in a high-tech lab. The next she's in an ancient hallway of stone and mortar. She tries not to let it disorient her. Right now she needs to concentrate on one thing. Halt! Escaping. Return to the lab, Miss Matthews. Or if you'd prefer, resist and give us the slightest justification to blow you away. She strikes with the speed of a tidal wave and with nearly as much power. Gah! There was a time when she would have tried to reason with these men, to come to a consensus that would help all of them resolve their mutual differences without anyone getting hurt. Or more hurt. What the flat? Gah! But that time is clearly past. Whoop! The others, where? The lucky ones? They're dead. Liar! Clang, clang, clang! She must have gone that way. Unit 3, move in. We'll be on her in a second. She's trapped. Honestly, a part of her could do this all day. Standing her ground. Taking them on one at a time. Or all at once. But this conflict is about much more than what she wants. If she fails here today, the consequences are unthinkable. She chooses to leave, get some distance from this place. Her goal is to remove herself. Crash! And take in the big picture. Up until a moment ago, she thought she was still in Saudi Arabia, but that only makes it worse. Captive in one of the castles, hundreds of miles away from the nearest ocean. But she can tell by the taste of the water all around her that she is further beneath the waves than she has ever dared to travel. It is an alien taste. Alien and yet so frighteningly familiar. Part of her feels scared nearly to death. The rest of her feels as if she's come home. Okay, now we're on number 1. We still have time. One of nine this time. Great, just great. This day started off in the toilet and only got worse from there. Sir? Don't mind me, son. What do you have? Alpha Target is locked. Beta Gamma, locked. Waiting on your orders, sir. Stay back, or we kill the girl and the rest of the dirty American pigs. But please, we didn't... Shut up! You and your filthy rich friends think you have a license to go where you please? There is a price to be paid for your affronts, and you're going to pay in blood! Blah, blah, bloody, blah, blah. Do every one of these pirates read from the same playbook, or what? Sir, your orders! My orders don't mean jack. If it were up to me, we would have blasted the whole yacht out of the water half an hour ago and let the sharks sort them out. But now it's a goddamn international incident. We're about 5 minutes away from a CNN newscopter broadcasting this fustercluck all over the airwaves. So until I get authorization from the brass, I ain't ordering nothing. Aye, sir! Pull your boats back now! Let us leave and we'll guarantee the safety of your people. You have 1 minute before I start cutting these per- Oh, let's try that again. Pull your boats back now! Let us leave and we'll guarantee the safety of your people! You have 1 minute before I start cutting these pearly white throats! Captain, his hand is trembling. I think he means it. Balls. Captain? Now what? You need to see this. Upper deck. Rear. They have another hostage. Oh, come on! That distress call said there were only 6 students on that yacht. I don't know where she came from, Captain. You said we had gotten everyone. Who is this? I don't know. Honest. Well, she sure as hell didn't swim out here on her own. Fine. You think this is a game? Kill her. Kill her now. No. I can control water. Move it from here to there. Splosh. Snap it like a whip. Use it like a battering ram. I've even used it to knock over a battleship. Gluck! Lack! Whoa! Huh! Whoosh! That has something to do with the fact that I'm practically made of water myself. Honestly, there are a lot of mysteries about me that I don't have the answers to yet. The only thing I really know for sure about my ability to manipulate water is that it is so awesome. I'm Aspen Matthews. I've made my share of mistakes. Who hasn't? But once in a while, today for example, I get it right. So, can I call you sometime? Again, no. Come on, Romeo, let's get that arm treated. Water? Really? Who attacks someone with water? Where do you think you're going? Don't think anything you did here excuses your recent past, young lady. I want to reply, but what do I say? Sorry doesn't seem nearly enough, so I say nothing. You hurt a lot of people. You and the rest of your kind. It was war, I get it. But maybe you should just stay underwater where you belong. Where I belong? That's one way of putting it. But honestly, do I truly belong anywhere? Does anyone? Yes, I was born here beneath the waves, the daughter of two ancient races, the blue and the black. But I was raised above as a human. I think like they do. Listen to me, like I need to justify my humanity. To who? Me? The only thing I know for sure, I have to stop with the internal monologues. It's not healthy. The University of Oceanic Studies, Miami, Florida. That feels better. But swimming at 100 knots is going to clear anyone's head. It's been nearly a month since I set foot on land after what happened between the Coast Guard and I. Well, there are small but vocal minorities that think of me as a war criminal. And I was on the side that lost? Who's to say I wouldn't feel the same way? See Fathom Volumes 2 and 3 for more details. We did those already. Can I be blamed for being nervous about coming here today? When I don't know what to expect? Aspen Matthews! Hello, you are... Judith Banyatsky. I'm a student here, assigned to show you around today. I brought you a change of clothes in case you didn't want to do your guest lecture in a bikini, which personally I think would be hot. Ha, I like this one already. Who needs her? I don't want to be taught by that monster. She should be under a microscope, not in a classroom. Maybe this wasn't such a good idea. Life beneath the surface is a lot less spiteful, my guess is the word. Even the food chain being what it is, who eats whom, circle of life, there is an order to the ocean that doesn't exist here, that respect. Sometimes I wonder why I bother with... Aspen? Colin, how long has it been? Well, you were a freshman and I was a graduate student, so that means about... Let's just say it's been long enough that you forgot you called me one of your laziest students ever. Haha, I never said any such thing. I said your head was often in the clouds. Close, you were only off by about 30,000 leagues. But seriously, Aspen, I've been following the headlines. This has been one heck of a year. You okay? It took me a while, but yeah, I'm fine now. Dr. Matthews, Dr. Worth, the lecture begins in 5. I admit I'm a little nervous at first, which is a little crazy. You are in for the rarest of learning experiences, because this woman you see before you, not only is she a brilliant marine biologist, she may be the only scientist in the world who has ever walked along the bottom of the ocean. She has witnessed firsthand the deepest, darkest fathoms of the ocean. Please welcome your guest speaker, Dr. Aspen Matthews. Clapping. After all, I've fought wars beneath the sea. I was tricked into nearly splitting the planet in half. I've battled creatures whose names I can't even guess, let alone pronounce. You'd think a room full of fresh-faced scientists would be a swim in the park. And sure enough, there they are, hanging on every word. Hold on, we'll try it. No, that's not how she said it. And, no, that's not it either. And sure enough, there they are hanging. I don't like that comma there. I do not like that fucking comma there. I'm sorry. It doesn't need to be there. I like this better. And sure enough, there they are, hanging on every word. That sounds right. I keep expecting someone to ask about Mailander, about what the media called the 23-minute war, but they're not here for that. 2 hours breeze by before I realize it, and suddenly, surrounded by my peers, my colleagues, I remember again why I love humans and their intellectual curiosity. Off the coast of Miami. That was awe-inspiring, Dr. Matthews. Thank you, Judith. And now you've invited us back to your residence? Surely, Aspen, above and beyond all that. Speak for yourself, sir. Honestly, it'd be great to see a friendly face around the house. In that case, I'm happy to be of service. You're kidding, right, Dr. M? That's your house? Outstanding. For right now, yes. What can I say? I'm a simple girl. It takes them 3 hours to make it through customs. That's only because both Colin and Judith were cleared in by United Nations Security 3 weeks ago. Dr. Colin, Miss Bunyaski, I'm Major Drum. Seriously, like a drum made? I've heard it. Every variation. Now, we don't use the W word here, Doctor. The past is the past. At the Wave, some of the most brilliant minds from all three races have come together on mutual ground. They study our culture. We study theirs. Win-win. If you'll follow me, welcome to The Wave, a pan-national sovereign scientific research center erected in the wake of the recent revelation that humans have been sharing the planet with at least two sentient races with whom we've had very little interaction with over the centuries. They call themselves the Black and the Blue. I'm assuming everyone on the planet heard of them after the so-called 23-minute war. Brilliant scientist, Colin. That's where you come in. Whoa, nice threads. You look gorgeous. I was trying to go for authoritative, but thank you just the same. A uniform, Aspen. You're part of this operation? Much more than that, Dr. Worth. Dr. Matthews is something of an ambassador, having lived in our world and the one below. Her experiences make her uniquely fit to act as an intermediate between humans and the myriad life forms beneath the surface. You saw how most of the people in the States react to me. They aren't really embracing the stranger among them. But here? I've never been in a place where scientific information has been shared so openly, so freely. Let's not oversell it, Aspen. There are, after all, experiments this facility was conducting long before you people arrived. You people? Relax, Doctor. There's nothing nefarious happening here. Why have I never seen this place? I don't like this, any of it. I thought I've seen every inch of this place. Visitors, Major? You know I don't like surprises. You also know all the work you do here is the property of the United States government. Don't let the autonomy we grant you go to your head, Clive. Clive Sorrentino, I've studied your work. We all have. The man is a monster. There's a word that is bandied about much too freely in the hallowed halls of academia. Seriously, you splice a gene here, nudge a DNA strand there, and suddenly you've got villagers chasing you with pitchforks and torches. Fortunately, Uncle Sam is a bit more creative when it comes to my work with endoskeletal body armor, and how I've made use of a life form native to ocean depths to finally accomplish my goal. Serotonotus Steininger. Originally, yes. Do you have any idea the danger you've put us in? There are thousands of species that have existed for centuries beneath the ocean. Their exposure to the surface world could be nothing short of cataclysmic. How did we know you were going to say that? We? Trip! Everyone, stay back! You think? Major, what part of the word parasite is unclear? It played us. More like they. Just, wow. It is almost comical as we understand the word. For millennia, we have waited for the opportunity to attach ourselves to humans, so we could use you as a vehicle to ripe your blight from the earth. But it took your own intellectual curiosity, no hubris, to make it happen. I thought the whole reason I was brought here was to prevent these types of things from... Stand down, Dr. Sorrentino! I don't want to have to shoot you! I vote shoot! Pating! Well, there's blam, 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 and there's pating! You think we've survived this long as a race without our own natural defenses? That's not how a parasite works. Making do with the raw material provided by its... That's how a parasite works, making do with the raw material provided by its host. In this case, the creature is hurling calcified bone spurs? I'm guessing. Human physiology was never my field of study. This is what we can do with just one of your bodies at our disposal. Pseudopods. Skish. Dust. Adapted from Sorrentino's lower intestine? At 23 feet long, that is a lot to work with. Ah! I'm letting my egg-headed self get the better of me. Less analysis. Let me tell you something formally, Clive. More action! I can't tell you how sick to death I am of people and ships and bacteria and everything else crawling out of the water to proclaim they're going to enslave or eradicate the human race. If it falls on me to kick the ass of every underwater warlord or parasite with delusions of grandeur, then consider yourself a poster child for the cause. Your new girlfriend is quite the firebrand when she gets her mad on. Not funny. Help me tend to the major.
Dr. Matthews, please, I need help.
Shook. Nice try, but I'm not buying it. I know how Serototontis Steningeri work. By the time you've manifested externally, there's nothing left of the host's body besides what you need to maintain the facade. Sorrentino's brain, his soul, is long gone.
Please, Aspen, we come from the same world. We are more alike than you realize.
No, we're not. Not even a little. Here, let me show you.
No! Wham! We've waited too long to be thwarted by a child just over 2 decades old.
Whoosh! Now you're just being rude. That crack in the glass? We've got to get out of here. Seal the room behind us.
Before I kill you, tell me something.
When I die years from now, you'll be long dead.
Enough with the indomitable will nonsense. It is tiresome. You've lost. Now tell me, why sacrifice your life defending a people that would celebrate your death?
I was raised as a human. I like humans. They never give up.
Never! Shocked!
A parasite like this can only exist inside its host. Any exposure to the world outside, to air,
causes a water-based creature like the Cetanonis denigiri to die instantly and painfully. Normally, I would feel bad. I don't like to think of being responsible for the death of anything. But Dr. Sorrentino had the best of intentions when he began this experiment. He wanted to create an endoskeletal body armor as a way to defend the human race from exactly this type of threat. You deserve better than this. You need to get the Major to the sick bay now. Belay that. Need to secure that lab. On your orders, ma'am. Look, it's opening. How many, Major? That creature kept saying, we. How many more of them? You're hurt. Let us get... No time. Those things are out there. You've unleashed an unspeakable horror. I need to know everything if I have any chance at all of stopping them. It gets worse. Dr. Sorrentino injected 5 government agents with the endoskeletal armor, but they graduated from the program weeks ago. And right now, all 5 of them form a special detail of the Secret Service. They are protecting the Vice President as he prepares to address a full Security Council of United Nations. Seriously? To be continued. Holy shit, things got crazy. Okay, this has got to be the craziest I've ever seen the Fathom comic series. Like, we went from basic-ass war to fucking parasites that want to take over the world. Interesting shit. They're pulling, like, a Resident Evil kind of game here. That's really cool. I actually really want to continue this, but we have other comics, and definitely more tonight than normal because we've got a preview of something I want you guys to pick up that I really like. But at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with more Fathom. Stay tuned, comics fans.